Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Well, there was horrific, unbelievable news from Southport just a few days ago when somebody went and stabbed lots of little girls at a dance class. There they were dancing to the tunes of Taylor Swift. So it was staggering. I can't believe what possessed someone to want to do this, to murder people who are dancing, particularly little girls. Especially when you see the photos of them. So I think three children have already died of their injuries. And is it a further seven children were injured and two adults were injured? So anyway, someone's been charged in connection with this crime. Obviously, I'm not going to jump to the conclusion about whether he's guilty or not or anything like that. So obviously, people are outraged. There's what could possibly be worse than Lord's completely unprovoked attack, trying to stab little children. So I would like to think that someone who does that sort of thing is mentally ill, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe someone just really is that evil. Anyway, so someone has already appeared in court. It's part of a bail hearing, but the trial wouldn't start for about 9 months. Anyway, so a six-year-old girl, she died as a result, a seven-year-old, and the nine-year-old died in that small town in Merseyside. So there's been a sort of an outpouring of grief and rage as a result. So some people are angry that the police didn't do more. Could the police have done more? Could they have responded sooner? I don't know. These lone wolves, these sort of situations that they can't predict. If phone 999, how fast can they be there? Honestly, by the time the police have got there, it's usually too late. So as I say, a suspect has been apprehended and charged in relation to this. But there's been fury on the streets of Southport because of the knife attack. And there have been protests in London, Hartlepool and elsewhere. And some people have blamed the police, have attacked the police. And obviously, that's reprehensible. Nobody should attack the police. Even the police were like criminally negligent. The individuals being attacked are often not the ones who failed to respond on time or whatever they allegedly did or whatever their supposed inaction was, which led to this situation. So, nothing's justificatory of rioting, burning vehicles and stuff like that. And the police have had to contain serious disorder there and in Manchester and so on. And disgracefully, there's been an attack on a mosque in Southport. So the Muslim community is to blame, which is preposterous. I don't know the race or ethnicity of the alleged perpetrator. Even if he's found guilty, he's an individual is guilty, not people who happen to be the same color, ethnicity or faith as him. If a white commits a crime, that doesn't mean that I'm responsible, either directly or indirectly. That's preposterous. That's racist or religionist, to coin a neologism. So surely what's needed is a return to tranquility and harmonious relations, not more senseless violence. So the police said that they don't believe that this is a terrorist incident because, yes, it's a horrific crime, murdering these little children, but for it to be terrorist, it has to be part of some broader ideological movement, you know, whether political, national, religious, or whatever, not just an individual psychopath. Now, Nigel Farage, he has added his penny's worth the public discourse, and I don't think it was a very helpful intervention, saying the police were wrong to say that it wasn't a terrorist related incident. Now presumably the police would know an awful lot more about this than Mr. Farage, because they were investigated, and of course the police sometimes get this wrong. So the police are sometimes politicized, and you know, he thinks the police are institutionally leftist. I tend to concur with him. And he said, well, it comes hard on the heels of that army officer who was stabbed in full uniform. So that must have been terror related. I mean, not necessarily, could have been a personal grudge or indeed someone who's just mentally unhinged. I don't know the particulars. So it's really unwise to jump to conclusions. In fairness, Farage didn't actually say it was a terrorist incident. He doesn't know either. So the police were sort of wrong to say straight away that it wasn't terrorist related. But anyway, supposedly Farage's loose words have aggravated communal asperities, and some people say, well, this is part of the reason that someone attacked the mosque. I think that's unproven at best. Now, Farage is someone whom I used to have some admiration for, but I've really gone off him in recent years because of some of his outbursts and his deeply unhelpful interventions on very sensitive issues like that. So, you know, surely he should keep stum, and it behoves any politician worth the name to do what he can to try and lead to some sort of return to peace and tranquility, and not being saying things which are liable to exacerbate the situation. And some people say, really, this was a riot by social media the other day. And so these lies, they spread very, very quickly. So it's like, who was it said, Mark Twain, that lies halfway around the world before truth has time to get its pants on. Or there's the old Semmelweis reflex. Once somebody's got some notion in his head, it's very, very difficult to disabuse them of that misapprehension. You can't dispel these things very easily because people tend to hold on to it. They're emotionally invested into it, and it's part of their identity now. And it's such a come down, such a humiliation to admit that they have been had, they are mistaken, and so on. So the misinformation then tends to really exacerbate hatred towards different ethnic or religious groups. And so some of the Muslim community in Southport, they feel very much under siege. So now, why would anyone listen to me? I'm a nobody, but surely I should raise my voice, tiny though it is, to say, please don't be nasty to whoever it is, just because he or she belongs to whichever race or religion. No one should be mistreated on those grounds. Whoever had murdered these children, is that individual, maybe had a few co-conspirators, is those individuals who are responsible, not the group that he happens to come from. So I know that death obviously is emotional. Bereavement is very emotional for the family, the friends of the deceased, and it's a lot harder to take if it's a child who dies, especially if he or she is murdered. That's likely to really inflame fury. People are blinded by rage, and they seek to inflict equal pain on whoever's hurt them so badly, and to seek out somebody. But it seems to me that some people are being scapegoated. So surely politicians could use what sway they have to appeal for calm, you know, and not blind hatred. So I think Farage has been irresponsible at best. So please don't harm anyone and just leave it to the police. Help the police if you happen to know anybody. But all these conspiracy theories are going around. And of course, they're weak-minded, simplistic people who are willing to believe all sorts of facile accusations about this. But it just beggars belief what could lead anyone to want to go and stab to death all these little children who are having a dance class there in Southport on Monday. So all these rumors spread very, very quickly on X. It used to be called Twitter. Is that the one that's owned by Elon Musk? So goodness. So I hope there's some sort of return to some peace or normality in Southport. Unfortunately, they're psychopaths of every race and religious persuasion. So these things are going to happen sometime. I don't know what we can do to try and make it less likely. Better mental health care. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe it's not a psychiatric thing. Maybe just someone really is that malicious. So yeah, Southport. How is Southport ever going to get over this kind of thing? It makes me call to mind the Dunblane massacre way back in 1996, when I was at school myself, about 20 little children shot dead in their primary school in Scotland by a bloke called Thomas Hamilton, who then turned the gun on himself. It led to handguns being outlawed, although I think no legally held handgun was used in the attack anyway. But there was an enormous outpouring of grief, angst, such a maudlin event, fury, but of course the perpetrator was dead by this time. So what can I say? Help the police, don't harm them. You're making it even worse. The police are busy trying to contain a riot. They're less able to investigate, less likely to be able to respond to a 999 call quickly to help whoever's going to be victim of the next such attack. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Please subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.